Time for the Greek Grapevine on KROC AM, sponsored by Apollo Liquor, with six locations in Rochester, including the new one in Northeast Rochester, just off East Circle Drive. Ari Kolas is here. Hello, Ari.
How you doing, Rich?
Good, good. We got a big event to talk about at the end of the program,
okay.
So stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about some rum.
You know, I love good rum, and that's the thing. You know, most people think of rums as just Bacardi and Cokes, Hurricanes, nice tropical drinks, and absolutely, there's a place for those. Who doesn't love one of those nice fruity rum punches and things like that? Even on these cold winter days, it at least gets us feeling a little tropical.
Just a little. We go for anything we can.
That's right.
In a week like this.
So rum is definitely a very tropical drink from the Caribbean, but I wanted to talk about some of the little higher quality rums and just the way that good rum can be compared in my mind and in a lot of people's minds to good cognac, good whiskeys, things like that. Because there are some beautiful aged rums that have all the nuances, all the flavor profile, all the just great construction that makes a good sipping drink.
All right. Well, let's start with your rum barbancourt. Now, they don't even know how to spell rum.
You're right. This is rum barbancourt from Haiti, believe it or not.
R-H-U-M.
R-H-U-M. And that's one Caribbean way to do it. Now, one thing, it's not a law, but one thing that they really do in the Caribbean are trying to, if it's spelled R-H-U-M, that means it's either 100% sugar cane in a rum or a vast majority of real sugar cane used in a rum.
Okay.
So that's one little hint you can do. It's not a law. It's just kind of a local custom, things like that. So this barbancourt from Haiti is a beautiful rum. Haiti's been making rum for a long time, and they have a 4-year-old, an 8-year-old, and then this 15, which I think is just a beautiful, easy sipping thing. Deep, dark flavors. Because of the 100% sugar cane, you get the sweetness, but the sweetness is not cloying, not overpowering. It's just, it's an amazing thing to just sip on neat or on the rocks. And again, like I say, Haiti, with all the things they've gone through in the past 10 years between earthquakes, hurricanes, things like that, they need it for their economy. And this has become one of their number one exports, believe it or not, because of the quality. The barrels survived all these disasters. The aging conditions are great. Think of the heat really brings out the flavor in these barrels.
All right. So rum barbancourt. Appleton Estate is a I've tried that. That's a very good rum.
Yeah, this is a great rum. Appleton from Jamaica. Again, very famous rum producing country. You know, rum started from the pirates way back when. The pirates who used to come from Spain and all over used to love rum. Because it was such a great drink that they could make so good from all the sugar and the molasses that is all over the Caribbean islands. But this Appleton Estate, this is a 12-year rum. It's a rare blend they put on the label. But just think, a 12-year-old whiskey like from Scotland or bourbons from Kentucky, you're talking $50, $60, $100 a bottle. This is like $30 a bottle for a 12-year-old aged spirit. So just think, this starts out just a crystal clear distilled product from the molasses and the sugar cane. They blend it. They put it in the barrel for 12 years, and then you just have to sit there and watch it slowly evaporate every year. Year by year, that barrel keeps losing rum and things like that, the evaporation. But after 12 years, it's taken up all the flavors from the barrel, the vanilla, the smokiness, the little bit of caramel in there. And this 12-year-old rum is amazing. For $30, one of the best values in any spirit category in the world, Appleton 12-year-old rum.
Then you got Brugal, the Extra Viejo, which has the little netting on there.
You're right.
To get you into the shipping mode.
That's right. The extra netting from Brugal, it kind of plays off of the old tradition. We spoke of the pirates way back when in the Caribbean. Believe it or not, the pirates are not always honest people. So they would – yeah, I know. Can you believe it? So the pirates would actually take an expensive bottle of rum, dump it out, and then pour in the cheapest thing they could find and try to sell it as an expensive good rum, even back in the day. So this netting that's on the Brugal Extra Viejo is actually a way that they used to put gold foil and the gold netting around the bottles to prove that it was the real authentic thing. So Brugal kind of follows the old custom of showing the quality – that it has gone from farmer to the distiller to the customer without anyone touching it. Great stuff. So this is from Dominican Republic, Brugal. Again, a great value rum. The Extra Viejo is their most reserved rum, is their finest product. They also have just a great everyday gold rum that for $12, $13 is, to me, just an awesome rum for mixing. But this Extra Viejo, you can tell even the bottle's dark, rich.
Yeah.
The rum inside is dark and rich. Awesome flavor.
I bet the pirates didn't dump out the good one. They probably drank all the good stuff.
You're
and then
right.
Filled up. The Gosling's Black Seal, now, speaking of a dark rum.
Dark rum. This is the Black Seal rum, 80 proof. This is from Bermuda. Now, this is an old family, still the same family, the Gosling family. Gets great things. This is famous if you want to make it dark and stormy. Gosling's Black Seal rum with ginger beer. You know, right now we know ginger beer is so popular in the Moscow Mules. But when you use rum and the ginger beer, it's called a dark and stormy. One of the best things out there. Great cocktail. And this Gosling's Black Seal is an amazing, thick, dark rum with tons of flavor. Not quite as smooth as some of these other more aged ones, but in the cocktail, really comes through.
We got another 12-year, El Dorado.
El Dorado, real small producer. Demerara, meaning they use a Demerara sugar cane in it. When they do it, that's kind of a mark of quality, one of the finest sugar canes. Again, 12-year-old rum, only $35. It's just an amazing value for 12 years. And just think of the investment it takes to put this rum away for 12 years, sit there and watch it. So El Dorado, very small producer, not as well known, but awesome quality.
Okay. You guys are going to be at the Wit, Wisdom, and Wine event at the library.
This Saturday night, Wit, Wisdom, and Wine at the library. We've got an Italian importer, Alfonso Aiello, is coming down to talk about some great Italian wines. We'll have two different breakout sessions where you'll get a chance to try four or five different Italian wines, including a famous one from Gaia, who's one of the most groundbreaking Italian producers of super Tuscan wines. His wines are consistently 95 to 100-point rating in the Wine Advocate, Wine Spectator. Come out, support the public library, drink some good wine, learn a little wit, a little wisdom, and have some good wine.
Excellent. All right. Thanks, Ari. And thank you for joining us on the Greek Grapevine with Ari Kolas, sponsored by Apollo Liquor. Six locations in Rochester, including the new one in Northeast Rochester, just off East Circle Drive. I'm Rich Peterson. Join us again next Wednesday at KROC AM.